Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go now. You fired the first shot. Let's go, man.
Jason Leisure.
I'm here in the studio at The Score. This is a very, very special honor for you.
There's reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times.
H-I-T-S, they all stand for try hard. So for the coaches, it's now H is for, hey, don't do that. I is for, I wouldn't do that if I were you. T is for, that's a bad thing to do. And S is for, stop, you're fired.
I don't know if I really look at it that way, Jay.
Co-host of the Sports Adjacent Podcast.
I was driving to my dad's house before recording this. I was like, man, I'm really in the mood for a beer. Just one. And then I remembered, like, all the beer at my dad's house is gross.
Jason Leisure with Bernstein and Holmes on The Score.
Time to talk to Jason Leisure about your Chicago Bears. He's on Twitter at Jason Leisure. Bears writer for the Sun-Times is with us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Jason, when we heard Ryan Poles speak, I wrote down something he said that I said, oh, wow, that's a thing. When he said it's going to be hard to make this team, that tells me that based on your body of work that you put together, this roster, if it's going to be hard to make this team, you should make the playoffs. Is that fair?
Yeah, I agree. And that certainly wasn't true the last couple of years. I mean, think how many guys made the team in 2022, the first season of the rebuild, that aren't on the team anymore or aren't playing significant roles. I mean, that was a time when it helped to have a ton of fifth, sixth, seventh round draft picks and go fishing and just see if any of these guys turn out to be anything, because you got a lot of job openings. It's not the case anymore. And so if I was him, I would think that the Bears are at a stage where they need picks that can get them starters. And that's really it. And those, that third round pick, that fourth round pick, maybe they find somebody in there that helps them as a return man or as maybe a third receiver if they don't end up going receiver at nine. But that's why I have never wanted to see them trade down out of nine.
Me either.
Go get top line starting level players. They're way past the filling out the roster stage.
Yeah, I mean, Dan and I apparently disagree with you about this. I think that it's okay if they trade out of nine as long as they don't trade too far back, because I like the top 20 picks in this draft. I think it's strong and you're getting a starter. You know, depending on who you draft, I think out of the top 20 talent that's there. But that being said, it's one thing for us to hear him say that they're in a new place and that they're kind of done with the rebuild. Do you think that he's right where they are good enough from a talent standpoint, depending on what they add here, where we should be talking about them as a contender for a playoff spot?
Well, they have to be. I mean, time is out. You don't just get forever to rebuild. So there has to be an endpoint on the rebuild itself. And now we see, is it viable? I think there's enough in place. And this has been talked about so much with Caleb Williams, that he is walking into one of the best situations you could as a number one overall quarterback pick. It's very rare that you walk into anything other than a total disaster in that situation. And the Bears are a long way from what they need to be. They were picking ninth on their own record from last year. They are the ninth worst team in the NFL last season. So they are not, you know, they aren't like, say, you know, the 49ers or the Packers or one of those teams even. But what was Justin Fields last year as a passer? Justin Fields is probably, I don't know, a C or a C minus as a passer. If Caleb Williams can come in and be even a C plus as a passer, I think there's enough around it that they should be competing for a wild card. They should be the expectation should be make the playoffs this year.
Since you're talking about the, you know, getting starters at number nine, which player do you think, or what position group do you think is the right move? Or does it matter? Like, should it be a receiver? Can it just be a pass catcher like Brock Bowers? Or would this be an opportunity for them to go find someone to place next to Montez Sweat?
Yes to all. That's one of the great things about the way their draft lines up is they needed a quarterback so badly. And for once, it's somebody that everyone agrees on for the most part. It's not, well, you have to trade up to do it, or you have to take what someone else is moving on from in the case of trading for Jake Cutler or Nick Foles. It's not, you have to hope this falls this way so that you end up with the guy. That part's really clear cut. And then at nine, you're still in reach to get one of the top three players, and at some positions, the top player himself, at premium spots. Wide receiver, they could get the third wide receiver. They could be having their choice between the third wide receiver, the second offensive tackle, the top pass rusher, the top defensive tackle. And I would look at all that and say, there's no wrong answer if you pick a good player. If you pick a guy that turns out at any one of those really important positions, there is no wrong answer. It's really an ideal situation for a GM.
It's amazing that we've gotten to this day, as crazy and silly as things got with some of the Justin Fields stuff and some of that tribalism. Do you get the sense that finally, all of the Fields dead enders have retreated to wherever they go back to? All the people like, I'll never be a Bears fan again. I'm boycotting the team. That de-escalated rather quickly.
I don't really live on Twitter, so I don't know that I'm the most qualified person to talk about this, but I do know that those things tend to go away when these moves work out. This move hasn't worked out yet. I think that has quieted down significantly from what I can tell. Now, that being said, if Caleb Williams is out there week one at Soldier Field and throws an interception, you know what you're going to hear. You know exactly what you're going to hear in the stands. You're going to hear, we want Justin.
What did you think of what happened yesterday?
Oh, gosh, the stadium?
Yeah.
The stadium looks cool. It looks like a combination of Minnesota and Vegas. The presentation was kind of rough, kind of awkward, and they are awfully confident that there's a public appetite to pay for this.
Do you think they're done with Arlington Heights?
No. I think that Kevin Warren had a chance to shoot down Arlington Heights entirely and say, we are done. And he did not. He was very careful. He was very lawyer-like to answer that question in a way that completely still leaves the door open for Arlington Heights. That is sitting there as this blank canvas that they can do whatever they want with. And I think, you know, in basketball series, they always say, you know, the series starts when somebody loses a home game. I think that the Arlington Heights effort, the game really starts now that the Bears are zeroing in on Chicago and unveiling this stadium rendering that they did yesterday. Arlington Heights, I'm sure, is not done pushing for that. I will say it looks more likely at this point they're going to be on the lakefront. But, I mean, even Kevin Warren didn't close the door on Arlington Heights yesterday.
I thought that was a really interesting thing. And, like, talking to the mayor and other people about this, if Arlington Heights drops the taxes today, there'll be a shovel in the ground tomorrow. You know, like that's how I'm looking at it. I think that Kevin Warren is fixated on Chicago for a lot of reasons.
He's fixated on Chicago because whatever he thought he was going to get in the Arlington Heights deal.
I don't think that's the depth of it, Dan. I think it's more.
Not entirely, but my question for him would be, if this is the win-win-win, if this is all so great, why did you pivot to it?
Uh-huh. These are all great questions. Great questions.
I think there's a long way to go, and I think he had some... Man, he is such a good speaker. Kevin Warren, that was one thing I came out of yesterday thinking is, imagine all of this, but Ted Phillips doing it instead. Kevin Warren delivers well. He presents well, and he handles questions well. I mean, I'm sure Kevin Warren is going to do a million things at different points that I disagree with and criticize, but you respect him. You respect his presence. You respect, I mean, he is a serious person, but there were some things in there that were clearly veiled or not so veiled threats. And one of them was not ruling out Arlington Heights. And the other was saying, hey, if we don't get this approved and if we don't get moving, time is money. This is only going to cost more. And you're already talking about right now, best case scenario in the Bears' mind, this opens at the start of the 2028 season. But I think that's predicated on, you know, shovel in the ground no later than next summer. And there's no guarantee that that's going to happen right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One more thing I want to talk to you about as it pertains to Caleb Williams. From what you've been able to figure out, what were those interactions that Caleb Williams had with current Bears like?
Normal. And I think that has been one of people's hangups on Caleb Williams is that he, not mine, but at large from what I can gather from the public, is there's concerns like, is he just weird? Because he does things differently. But he is a different type of athlete. I mean, you've never had an athlete make as much money in college and be that kind of star that he was. But I think when one of the things that was illuminating to me, and I know some of these things can be packaged and prepared and rehearsed, but I don't know if you guys heard him, saw him on the Pivot podcast last week. He could not have come across more serious, normal. He reminded me in some ways, talking about some of his upbringing and how focused he has been on this since childhood. It brought to mind a little bit of what you hear about Tiger Woods' upbringing. That this is everything that he has wanted. His parents have groomed him and trained him for this, and he's wanted it too. He wasn't out messing around in high school because he didn't want to throw away what he had worked for. And what I understand about the meetings that he's had, not just with the Bears executives, the decision makers, Ryan Poles, Matt Eberflus, Ian Cunningham, those guys, but also like you're saying, Lawrence, with current players, is that he comes across very normal and very, very serious about his job. And I think that is going to play well. That is something that even though they appeared to have pretty different personalities, that is something he and Justin Fields have in common, extremely serious about their work. And that is going to be respected even with him being a rookie this year.
This idea about how serious a Bears quarterback is about his work, I find it hilarious. Does anyone remember after the Bears drafted Jim McMahon in 1982 how he showed up to Halas Hall?
In a limo with beer, right?
Drinking a beer. He got out of the limo in the middle of the day with a beer in his hand. And everybody thought that was awesome. There wasn't some question. I don't know, is he taking his job seriously enough? Does he have painted fingernails? Has he cried after a loss? Like that was.
Well, he did have like all that stuff.
But
like, Dan, you can be flavorful and fun when Dan Hampton and Steve McMichael and Wilbur Marshall and Richard Dent are on the other side of the ball giving you the ball back at the five. You can do all of that stuff when primarily your job is hand the ball to Walter Payton.
But still, it's like that's when he was drafted. When he first arrived at Halas Hall, he was fifth overall, a can of Bud Light, and then they went out drinking more. Well, he had been drinking Bloody Marys. And then according to the story after that,
Dan,
a bunch of guys from the offensive line went into Highwood and they spent all day getting drunk.
One, it's a different era. Two,
it's a completely different era.
I guarantee you
that if Justin Fields or Caleb Williams were doing any of this stuff, it would not be taken the same way at all.
Okay.
You've seen Caleb Williams. You've seen him play. And I don't know what you could really have object to in his play. The whole process for the Bears since January has been to get comfortable with the person. And I think that's kind of been, at least in Chicago, that's kind of been the public's view of him too. Oh, look, this guy's great. This guy's really good. You know, but does he have these red flags in his personality, in his character? Is he more concerned with celebrity than he is with winning and things like that? And I think all of that has been settled over the last 3 months.
Jason Leisure, have fun tonight. Thank you so much.
All right, guys.
That is Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times. We have High Noon coming up next. I have a long nightmare of civic stupidity has finally come to an end.
I've got Steve Stone talking about wrestling.